is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, this is Our Time Friday. Hi, everybody. Hope you have some plans coming up this weekend. I'll tell you, we're going to take you back to middle of COVID, actually. Way back, I think 2021. And Bob Marley joined us on the show and talked about, you know, actually performing throughout COVID. And great friend of ours, ladies and gentlemen, our Archive Friday, a segment with our very funny comedian friend, Bob Marley.
7 on the Buzz, so we're going to be calling Bob Marley. And I've sent the text. You know, we text and we go back and forth, and we're the only adults that I know that make our text messages and phone messages like we're on a walkie-talkie. His handle is Dink1, and mine is Dink2. So then I would say Dink2 to Dink1, over, do you read me? That's how I send a text. So I just...
Well, you guys...
I want to... He started it.
You're a cute couple.
He started it. And what are you going to say?
So cute.
Yeah,
I honestly...
I'll go with it. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yep.
So...
It's like an Abbott and Costello.
I'm dialing it up. Okay, hold on. Give me a second. All right, let's call him. Bob Marley. He's been playing, doing shows the whole time. Okay, it's ringing. How do you think he's going to answer the phone?
Oh, I know how he's going to answer.
Dink hotline.
I knew the first word was going to be Dink. Absolutely. Dink 1.
Yeah.
This is Dink 2. Over.
Dink 1 to Dink 2, copy. Go, Roger, for that.
You know, I sat here yesterday and I tried to, have Siri send you a text, and I couldn't get her to say Dink.
I'm sitting here and I'm listening to him tell Siri, hey, Dink 1 to Dink 2, and then she's going, I will send Dink, drink 1, 2, drink 2. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
What?
It always comes out Dank, D-A-N-K, Dank.
Oh, my gosh.
But you don't want to be Dank.
No, you don't.
You don't want to be Dank when you can be Dink.
Yep.
And that's where we're at.
Thank you. What's up with you, Mr. Marley? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
We're gonna be boiling stuff, and you know that's it. That's people are like, oh, we love the boiled dinner. I'm like, well, that's my mother used to boil steak.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, that was our whole life was boiled. Everything was boiled.
Oh yeah.
And we would eat turnip stew.
Oh,
I don't know. Have you ever had turnip stew?
No.
Put turnips in my boiled dinner though, and it's good.
Absolutely.
Saturdays we'd eat bean supper with brown bread in a can.
Oh, so
the best.
Gross.
Oh, gross.
To this day, I will never eat beans. I will never eat brown bread. So gross.
You catch that noise when you open it? You take the that bread. When it comes out. Oh God, it raisins
it. Decompresses,
it decompresses. It was great, man.
And then on Tuesdays we'd have turnip stew, which is basically hard chunks of turnip in lukewarm milk.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, God.
And my father would eat it. He goes, geez, that's good, Marsha. That is good. And I'd be like, were you in some kind of industrial accident where you burned your taste buds? This is the worst thing I've ever had. And we'd sit at the table, and my mother goes, you're not getting up from that table till you eat the whole thing, Bobby. I'm like, well, then I'm not getting up from this table.
Ever.
I'm surprised I'm still not there at that table.
Ever.
Oh, my God, it was the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Everybody's geared up about the vaccinations now because they're coming up. And some people on the fence. Some people don't want to get them. Some people. My Aunt Teresa, who, mind you, smokes 4 packs of Marlboro Reds a day.
Mm.
I says, are you getting a vaccination? I'm not getting it, Bobby. As she's taking a hit of the cigarette, you don't know what's in it. You've got no idea what's in it. I'm not doing it. I'm just not.
And she,
I asked my mother if she was going to get it. She goes, I'll get it, but they got to come to me. Hey, what? They got to come to me, Bobby. I'm like, well, this isn't trick-or-treating, Ma. They don't go door-to-door with vaccinations. Well, they do, because I got a lady that comes in now once a week, one of those wandering nurses.
Wandering.
They're just wandering. They happen to be wandering the neighborhood.
That's what I said, a wandering. Yeah. You mean a traveling nurse? She goes, wandering, traveling, what's the difference? Well, there's a big difference, Ma. I mean, I think that a traveling nurse has an education with credentials and a license. A wandering nurse, as far as I can tell, sounds like a lunatic.
You know,
somebody just walking around. Can I check your loose stool?
The Marley family is almost a live running comic book, you know? And I love it. How big was I know you have your sister, right? I know there's your sister. You talk about her.
Hey, what does she sound like?
My sister Bobby, you loser. Whatever, Bobby. Do your big shows. She called me last week because I'm doing a show at the Clam Bake at Pine Point in Scarborough, Maine.
Right.
And she goes, I'm going to the show. I need free tickets for me and all my friends. Can I get a ride down there with your car service? With my what? Your limo. I'm not having a limo that's bringing me to the Clam Bake.
You don't know, Bobby Rolls.
What kind of a lunatic would I look like if I pulled up? I'm selling 50 tickets per CDC. I pull up in a limo. Like, she goes, you don't got a car? I go, no. She goes, oh, my God, Bobby, you're a loser. I'm like, well, you live at home with Ma and watch Pimple Popper 12 hours a day.
I do like that show. I have to say. I've been a Pimple Popper guy. What do you want me to say? I watched it before.
I saw a guy on Pimple Popper that had a grapefruit on his head. It was like a zit on his head. And they go, how long has it been there? He goes, that one right there has been there about 44 years. And they go, 44 years? He goes, yeah, my hat's don't fit right, but, you know, I got to do something about it. I finally decided I got to do something about it.
Oh, I did. I don't get it. How have you been? I mean, because, God, you've been one of the guys that's been out. You've been working. You've been out there.
I've been working, and the show is not Corona heavy as it was, obviously, 6 months ago.
Right.
I am talking a little bit about vaccinations, and I asked people the other night, I said, who's been vaccinated? And a young lady raised her hand, and I said, you're younger, why? When she said, well, I work in a hospital, I'm a nurse, and everybody clapped, as they should, because these people are on the front lines and have been. And then a lady up front yells out, a younger lady yells out, she goes, wait a minute, I work in a hospital, and I haven't been vaccinated. I said, okay, ma'am, before we litigate this, because you're coming hard here, I go, what do you do? She goes, I work with skin. I go, okay, well, like, who are you, Buffalo Bill from Hannibal Lecter? I go, are you plastic surgery or something like that? She goes, not really. And then her boyfriend out of nowhere just threw her under the bus. He goes, she does bikini waxes in a strip mall. I go, okay, ma'am. Have you ever heard of anything called stolen valor?
Oh, that's what that is.
Stolen valor,
and
right
there. What's that mean? I go, the nurses are on the front lines, and you're over here trying to play like you're a frontliner.
Oh,
we
God.
Are not vaccinating 31-year-old pube pluckers in a strip mall. You got to get in line, sister. I go to Walgreens every day, and I hang out looking for extras, like tickets at Fenway Park. You selling? Pfizer, Moderna?
Who's selling?
J&J, Fifth Row, what do you got?
That's funny.
People haven't been out of their house at all, and it's like my Uncle Frank, who's 84, and my Aunt Beverly, they're both 84. They've been out like three times during the whole thing.
Yeah.
I called him before Valentine's Day, and I said, Frank, you can't leave her hanging. You got to get her something. So if you need me to go to Shaw's, I'll get the flowers and the candy
or whatever.
Of
you. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but this is his, he's the most miserable man I've ever seen. I've never seen him smile or laugh. And this is his most popular phrase. I don't care. I don't care. Then he asks you if you think I care, Bobby. I don't care. I go, well, Frank, what does she want? He goes, listen to this. She said she wanted to spend quality time together. He goes, I've been locked up in a house with this lady for 11 months. How much more quality time does she need? He goes, if I get that shot, I'm running for the fence line, Bobby. I started digging a tunnel 6 months ago. I made it halfway through the yard. She hit me in the head with a shovel like whack-a-mole. I brought him to Supercuts. He'd never been there before.
Yeah.
84 years old. He'd never been to Supercuts, and he is not allowed back.
Really?
Oh, he went in, and the girls with the questions, please sign your name and your address and your phone number. And
COVID.
He goes, how about this? How about I'm not giving you nothing? What are you, a spam filter? some kind of hacker, Russian hacker? You want some bank routing numbers, too? I said, Frank, let's just sit down. I'll sit down when I want to, you goofy turd.
Boy.
She sat in the chair, and she goes, what are we doing? We're picking blueberries. What do you think we're doing? Clean it up! He goes, leave the stuff in the nose and the ears. I'm going for the state record.
That's Scotty's biggest fear, the nose and the hair.
Yeah.
How do you...
Oh, dude, he owned a funeral home when I was a kid.
Oh, God. That's
he owned
creepy.
A funeral home, and I asked him, that's a weird job. I remember being like 9 years old. I'm like, Uncle Frank, what do you do here? When you go? He goes, what do you mean what I do here? People die, I put them in the box, slap a little makeup on, call it a day. And I go, why do you always fold the hands over on it? You know, everybody in the casket has their hands like the Jacob. Yeah. What do you want me to do? Give them the okay sign, thumbs up?
Yeah.
They're dead. They can't be like, everything's great.
Wow.
I can't. I get freaked out by even thinking of that. And I know people do it, and I've talked to people, and they're like, no, it's just that you're doing it, and they do it very respectfully. I get freaked out by, I'm not folding. I can't. I don't even.
I can't do it either. Let me tell you something. When I die, you're all invited, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm not going out without having fun. We're doing it at Funtown USA right up here in Maine.
I love this place.
And you can all ride my casket down the log flume ride.
We're going to be in Saco, as they say.
We're having fun. To the end, my mother's been, you know, on the horn nonstop. Mm. Once I get my second shot, Bobby, you're gonna get me to all my appointments up here because I've been missing them. The last one I brought her to was a colonoscopy, and that was right before the pandemic hit. I don't know if you've ever brought your mother to a colonoscopy before, but take that off the bucket list.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right?
No need to go. We went in. Lobby completely packed. My mother goes up to the reception window, and the lady goes, can I help you? And my mother goes, am I going to get the runs off of this? She goes, say that again, please. I'm like, don't say it again, Ma. The trots. Am I going to blow mud? Hit pay dirt? Curl the turtle?
I went, the last time I saw Marley, right, it was at the Palace, I think. It was, you know, socially distant show. It was great. One of my favorite characters, one of my favorite family members I love to hear him talk about is his dad. And when he does it, and you've seen the videos, right, on Instagram and stuff like that, he puts the glasses on crooked. And I'm just like, oh, my God, that's kind of is my dad to a little bit of a degree of my dad sometimes. But, dude, the crowd went crazy as soon as he pulled
his... He would have his slacks. My dad always hiked his slacks up, and when he got mad, he would tighten his butt cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
So his slacks would be up to his nipples, and then he'd tighten, and it looked like his butt crack was about 14, 18 inches long.
Yeah.
And when he would tighten up his cheeks, it would be like this wave of revulsion. He'd go, ooh, I loved it when he would drive the car, because when he would drive the car, he would fight with my mother the whole time.
Yeah.
We'd be in the back seat, and I'd be like, Dad, can you crack the window? Because he's chain-smoking Terradyn 100s.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you crack the window? He goes, shut up, driving the car. And then my mother would yell louder at us, your father is driving the car! Shut your mouth! And then he'd hit the embankment a little bit, and my mother would be like, Bob, you're falling asleep. And he would go, you want to drive the car, Richard Petty? You want to spin at the wheel? She goes, maybe I will. He goes, okay, we're all going to die. We're dying tonight. Somebody call Uncle Frank and get 4 slabs ready over at the funeral home.
I don't know how
you do it. My cousin Wayne called me last week. He was fired up. My cousin Wayne was fuming because he calls me up. He was all upset about Mr. Potato Head.
I know.
He goes, Bob, did you hear about Mr. Potato Head? Leah, my cousin Wayne's from Westbrook, Maine, 5'4", 372, not a fan of salad.
I love it.
He sweats in a resting position.
Yeah?
Yeah, eats a Charleston Chew whilst on the toilet.
Oh, God.
His favorite saying is, you're going to eat all that? You're going to eat it? No. Okay, go ahead. That's yours. Go ahead. Yep. Anyway, he calls me up, Bob, did you hear about Mr. Potato Head? I go, no. He goes, apparently... we're not allowed anymore to call him Mr. Potato Head. Just got to call him Potato Head. He goes, what do you think about that, Bob? I go, I really don't care, Wayne. I'm married with 3 kids and 3 dogs, and I'm barely scraping by trying to pay the bills over here. I do not care what they call it. I can't believe you don't call. Just so you know, Bob, I will be addressing him as Mr. Potato Head. I says, okay, well, how often do you run into him, Wayne? Does he hang out with you? Weirdo. Soft serve. Oh, my God.
Is he getting any off Patty? That's what I wanted.
Anything?
Not getting anything off of Patty. Nothing off of Patty. Nothing off of Patty. I ain't getting nothing off of Patty.
Yeah, you know,
Wayno.
Wayne, nothing off of her.
Oh,
where are you going to be? I know, because you got shows. I look up, you're playing Manchester. You got shows coming up all over the place.
I
where
got
are you
shows in April, in Manchester at the Dana Center, because the Palace is not open.
Yeah.
We normally play the Palace Theater in April, but the Palace isn't open. And so we're going to be at the Dana Center at St. Anselm's. Mm. St. Anselm's? Mm-hmm. Anselm's.
Anselm's. L-S-E-L-M.
Anselm's. I agree with Laura, though. I just say St. A's because I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay.
I say St. A's.
Even writing it online, I've been writing it online. St. Anselm's, Anselm's,
right.
Anselm's.
St. A's is good. St. A's is good.
That's in Manchester, April 1 through 3, up in Lancaster at the Rialto, 8, 9, and 11. And the Monkey, April 10th. And then we got other shows. It's opening up. It's getting better.
Yeah. There's light at the end of the tunnel. When are you going to strap the sticks on and get out on the water?
The ice should be out pretty soon here. And I don't know. We're going to Florida on Sunday to ski down there. And my son's doing he's a cinematographer. So he's doing a big shoot for the number one water skier in the world.
Cooper. Oh. It's unbelievable. Kids, 6 months, he's taking better pictures than most people I know. It's crazy. He's that good.
He's ripping it hard. He's going to be down there. He follows the Kretsch man. He loves your photos.
Thank you.
And he's a big fan. And tell so we're going to be down there.
Tell him to take a couple of Greg's photos and fix them.
No. Oh. Just... He could. He's that good. He's, I'm not comparing us, you know. All right. Well, I wanted to call on St. Patrick's Day. I mean, when I was thinking, who do I know? Irish comedian. You're the first guy. So I wanted to just call and check in.
It's going to be weird this year. It'll be better than last year. Last year, we were literally, remember, like scrounging for toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
And we were depressed. Can you believe it's been a year?
I can't. I really
can't. It's been a year. If you go back to last year, it was like I was at, usually St. Patty's Day. Like yesterday, I went and I got all the Guinness. I got all the stuff we need for boiling and whatever. And I was thinking, oh, my God, last year I was in here looking for toilet paper. I wasn't even thinking about drinking.
Right.
But this year we're going to rip it hard.
There you go. All right. Well, enjoy the day, man. Enjoy the day. Have a few drinks, a few Guinnesses, and give our best to your family. All of them. The colorful cast of characters. All right, brother.
I'll tell my Uncle Frank you said hi. You know what he'll say? I don't care. I don't care.
He doesn't care. All right, brother.
Care.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Goodbye,
love
guys.
You, too.
See
Take
ya.
Care. Bob Marley, everybody. I'd say a little wound.
Just a little bit.
A little wound up today. All right.
He had a few things to say.
9:24. I think we only asked like two questions, and that was basically it, you know. Pride of Maine, right up there. Fun Town.
Right. I love it. Fun Town, Splash Town.
USA. I love Fun Town, Splash Town, USA.
Go, Laura.
I have a happy birthday wish if everybody wants to wish a happy birthday today to Trish.
There you go. Have a great weekend. We're back on Monday. It's Lead to Helping Can Week. So go to morningbuzz.com and find out. You can preview everything we got coming up, although there's going to be more. Also, you can donate to help feed families in need throughout New Hampshire and Vermont. Thank you very much to Manchester Boston Regional Airport for that. We will see you Monday at 5:30. Enjoy.